do this together. I have to say I miss you. I miss you guys in the room. Except that Rex and Suzanne are really a big crowd today. They're being such great supporters. So today I'm talking about nurturing a strength. And the Bible says, let the weak say I am strong. Let the infirm say I am healthy. Let the fearful say I am greater in God. So we really want to be nurturing ourselves means that we build our strength, and as we build the strength within us, we build our faith. I believe that we can't afford to sink into the deep waters of this world event because it's pretty deep. We need to ask, what is it that needs to be healed? What is it that needs to be healed in me? See, I believe we need to heal the idea that we are separate from the rest of the world. We need to stop blaming. We need to take a breath. Because fear and panic is a virus. Fear and panic weaken our immune system. I know you've heard me say this before, but I'm going to keep saying it during this time. I believe we are called to nurture ourselves and remind ourselves we are a faith-based people. We are a faith-based community. Where is our faith? And we're reminded that we are never alone. And so for me, it's time to rise up. It's time to rise up, not in protest, but to rise up in faith. To rise up to claim and accept a vision of a world free from fear. A vision of a world free from virus of limited thinking. A world that works for everyone. See, I believe that's what we're each being called to demonstrate, to create. We need to imagine a healthy world in every sense. I believe we are being called up to look and think independently of the situation around us. We are more than this. We are more than a lack of toilet paper, okay? Let's be real. Let's be really who we are. And looking to blame or point fingers is not who we are. We are faith, people that know that there is a greater power, a greater truth taking place, not only in our lives, but in the life of the world. I don't know, have you looked at your money lately? See, our money says, in God we trust. So it's time for each one of us to commit greater to live and act from our trust. We are being asked to rise up, to call upon the faith warrior within. Did you know that there's a faith warrior in you and in me? Each of us. Each of us are being asked to hold a greater vision in trusting, knowing and accepting that with God all things are possible. Not just maybe, but absolutely possible. And of course, as I was putting this talk together, I went to one of my favorite books, Neville Goddard's Interpretation of the Scriptures. And I'd like to read to you one of these sections. And this is written in the Bible, and it says, listen carefully to the promise. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. With you. This particular consciousness with which we are identified is the Lord of the agreement. God will, without assistance, establish the thing agreed upon on earth. So what we think and believe is what God will answer yes to. So listen carefully to the promise. The Lord of life is with you. So he goes on to say, can you, in the face of the army of reasons why a thing cannot be done, quietly enter into an agreement with God that it is done? You see, Neville Goddard is asking us, from the vision of what we want to create, to act as if it is already done. Because in truth, in the mind of God, it is complete. Breathe into that for a moment. Salvation is with you. Can you, now that you have found and remembered your faith to be your awareness of being, become aware that the battle is won? In your own mind, see that this virus is run its course. It's done. It's finished. Can you, no matter how near and threatening the enemy seems to be, continue in your confidence, standing still, knowing that the victory is yours? What is the enemy? The illness? Our belief about it? Our fear? That's all the enemy. Victory. See the victory for the world. If you can, you will see the salvation. See the salvation for everyone in the whole world. See your faith taking form. As you believe, so shall it be. As you think, so will you create. So I'm going to invite us to be prayer warriors, spiritual warriors, because within each and every one of us is the power of God. And this is the time where we need to focus more on that than what's happening outside. We're being called to nurture the planet, to plant seeds of our faith in every moment. Every time you wash your hands, this is what I've been doing. Every time I wash my hands, I give thanks to God that the healthcare workers have all the supplies they need, all the equipment to serve the people who need their help. Wash your hands, giving thanks. Jobs return, restaurants open. We get to come back into church and fill these seats. Every time you wash your hands, you have to see it first. See it first. See it first within our imagination, within our belief system. And from that vision of what we see already taking place, we create an atmosphere where it is possible. Not only possible, but where the miracles begin to happen. See the solution. Live from the solution, not from the fear. Not from the news. It's up to each one of us to turn the flame of panic down to a simmer. Yes, be mindful. Oh, yes, and take care. When you're washing your hands, give thanks. Give praise to God. Thank you, God, I have the water and the soap to wash my hands. Thank you, God, a solution has been found. I'm going through the whole day thanking God. Yes, I watch a little bit of the news, but let me tell you, as soon as I start to feel like I'm a cork going under the surface of the water, I shut it off, and I thank God for my faith and my trust. Each and every one of us has the power to vision the solution. I think it's up to each one of us, because you see, faith and the power of solution is greater than what's happening in the world. Remember, it's the same story as Lord and Taylor all over again. Mr. Taylor, who kept failing in business until he put Lord before his name. Lord and Taylor. People would ask, who's Mr. Lord? He said, no, I'm in business with the Lord. Lord and you create success. Lord and me are powerful. can't forget that. And we're going to, it's up to us to keep remembering to grab our faith books off of the shelf and open it up until we read something that fills any fear, any doubt. Faith lifts us up. We're in charge. You're in charge. You're in charge of what you believe and how you respond to what's going on. Rick's home for a whole God knows how long. We're going to make it fun. I'm going to beat him in Mexican train. Look. And we've already got corners. We've decided that we're going to clean out and take care of that we seem to not ever have time to do. So let's do the things that we can do right now. And inside of each one of us is a powerful, all-embracing peace, a holy, sacred place. And we need to remind each other of that. The practitioners are here for you. I'm here for you. Reverend Suzanne's here for you. To remind you that God within is our hope and glory. Not the news. Not what they say or don't say. See clearly. Hold the vision of perfect health and harmony. First for you, I am healthy. I am whole. I am complete. The world is healthy. The world is whole. The world is complete. Because you see, with what's going on, we've recognized that we are not separate. What's happening on the other side of the world and in other countries is happening with us. So we have to turn our attention to God, the glory within, and not the news. God within, keep silent watch within me, within you. God within lifts our consciousness to the realization that each and every one of us is forever protected, forever safe, forever perfect. Wash your hands. Thank God for lifting all people in perfect health. We will be the change we wish to see. You are. I am. I'm going to close with, again, one of my favorite books, Ernest Holmes, Your Spiritual Power. Because peace is within you, it is available. If it were somewhere else, you would never find it. Act as though peace already possessed your soul. And it possesses it. Act as though peace already is emanating from you. Breathe. Breathe in that peace. I am possessed with peace. The peace of God. The peace of knowing that with God, all things are possible. Let's take that into prayer. So I'm knowing right here and right now that there is only one life. That life is God's life, and that life is perfect. It is beautiful. It is holy, present. And in through all that is seen and all that is unseen, there is no place where God is not in its fullest glory. And it is the very definite, absolute life that lives and breathes within me. I am the beloved place where God shows up. I am full of that divine essence. I am blessed. I am healthy. I am prosperous. I am at peace. And as I know and accept this truth that lives within me and that is ever for me and ever full of me, to overflowing. I know the same truth for each and every one of you that right where you are, God is. That you are never alone. That you are overflowing with health. You are overflowing with divine action, right action, harmony, a greater sense of peace. That I know and accept for each and every one of you that you rise up to become and to be enveloped in the faith warrior that I know you are. This community is mighty and powerful, and each and every person listening to me is lifted up in this moment, lifted up beyond conditions, beyond situations, into that sphere of open clarity and grace and harmony and praise for God. Thank you, God, that we have the technology that we can join together. We might be separate in distance, but together we are mighty and powerful. And so this morning, I claim and accept that everyone that listens to this right now is healthy. That right now is feeling the liftedness of pure spirit that is the life that lives within you. And we magnify it. We glorify it. We send it to our family and our friends, knowing and accepting that hardly any time passes, so we better clean those closets, because we will be back together again, back in our life, loving each other, supporting each other, being in community as we are now. So I bless this time together. I bless all of us. I bless this community. And I bless the hearts of the world. I know the solution is already here, now. Perfect health for all people. So I breathe into that truth, and knowing that greater than what I speak in words is already taking place in the mind of God, and I trust that divine mind. And I just release my word into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. Returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it. And we just let God do God's work. We give thanks for that and for each other, and we let it be so. So it is. Amen.
In this moment, in this